弟兄姐妹请起立，我们继续敬拜。
Let us rise and continue to worship.
早上领受过饼与杯。
After we receive the bread and the cup,
我们有一个确据。
We have this assurance.
只有主耶稣配的。
Jesus alone is worthy.
他的救恩何等宝贵。
How precious is his salvation.
而我们是何等的不配。
And how unworthy we are.
早上只有耶稣配得至圣尊荣。
Jesus alone can take the highest honor.
只有耶稣配得最高的赞美。
Jesus alone shall take the highest praise.
我们带着感恩的心一同来敬拜。
With a grateful heart, let us worship together.
Jesus.
Jesus shall take the highest honor. Jesus shall take the highest praise.Let all earth join heaven in exalting the name which is above all other names. Let's bow the knee in humble adoration. For at his name every knee must bow. Let every tongue confess his praise.God is our only song. Sorry, Lord, we give you glory now. For all honor and blessing and power belongs to you, belongs to you. All honor and blessing and power.Belongs to you, belongs to you, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God.
Yesu,
你配得至圣尊荣。耶稣当受最高赞美，愿全地响应，诸天唱和，来尊崇主生命超乎万民。让我们屈膝俯伏敬拜他，因他生命万事要归派，让万口承认他是主耶稣，全能神今我有荣耀你，来愿尊贵颂赞和全能都归于你，都归于你，尊贵颂赞和全能都归于你，都归于你，主耶稣，永活真神儿子，但愿尊贵颂赞和全能颂赞和全能都归于你，都归于你，主耶稣，永活真神儿子，但愿尊贵颂赞和全能都归于你，都归于你，
唯有主耶稣的名是我们所颂赞的。
The name of Jesus is the only one worthy of all our praises.
主耶稣，我们感谢你深深的爱。
We thank you for your love.
你的爱拯救我们。
Your love has saved us.
出黑暗入光明。
Deliver us out of darkness and enter into light.
你的爱带领我们。
Your love leads us.
做我们的好牧者。
And you are a good shepherd.
主，今天你的爱再来浇灌我们。
Pour down your love, O Lord, today.
吸引我们，让我们来更加的爱你，跟随。
Draw us to love you more and follow you more.
主的爱深似大海，
主的爱深似大海，是爱量山如洪流，主为我舍己成救赎，他宝血为我留下，谁能忘记他的大爱，谁能停止赞美他，我一生仰望跟随主，从今世直到永远。山如洪流，主为我舍己成救赎，他宝血为我留下，谁能忘记他的大爱，谁能停止赞美他，我一生仰望跟随主，从今世直到永远。加略山西深的海，长波涛深如汪洋，山连绵如波涛汹涌，潮水涌盈满我身，恩与爱滚滚如江河，从天浇灌永不息，数天平安万全供应，今日爱救我罪人，恩与爱滚滚如江河，从天浇天空里，今日爱救我罪人，爱与爱滚滚如江河，从天浇灌永不息，数天平安万千公义，今日爱救我罪人，
下面 这首诗歌对我来说是一首全新的歌。
The next hymn is brand new to me.
我在练唱的时候，这个歌词让我感觉到高不可攀。
When we're practicing, I felt the lyrics are too high for me to reach.
但是在我一遍一遍的练唱当中
，But as I sang the song over and over again.
一种羡慕的感觉进到我的里面。
I started to admire the realm.
我也想要有这样的一种生命。
I desire this life.
虽然我知道我遥不可及。
Although I know I'm too far from it.
但求主纪念我们心中的这份渴慕。
But may the Lord remember our desire in our hearts.
他自己来吸引我们。
He himself draw us near.
让我们也能够学习活在他的面前。
We can learn to live before him.
把这样美好的诗歌赐给我们。
Lord, thank you for giving us such a wonderful hymn.
主，虽然我们没有办法一下子达到这样的境界，
although we cannot reach this realm quickly,
但是我们心里面何等羡慕能够有这样的生活。
But we truly admire to live in this lifestyle.
主，我们羡慕活在你的面前。
We admire this realm of living before you.
我们羡慕你活在我们的生活当中。
We long for you to dwell in our lives.
愿你今天赏赐你的话语。
May you grant us your word today.
开我们的心。
Open our hearts.
你自己来吸引我们。
Draw our hearts yourself.
我们愿意更多的来认识你。
So that we can come and know you more.
感谢主，奉主耶稣的名祷告。
We thank you in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
弟兄姐妹请坐。
Please be seated.
非常谢谢 Ted 弟兄刚才的交通。
I'm really thankful for Brother Ted's sharing earlier.
原来不止我一个人有这样的感觉。
I found out I'm not the only one feel that way.
但是我也非常 echo 他的结论。
But I echo his conclusion.
我们非常羡慕也能够同样的活在主面前。
We admire living before the Lord.
我们共同的羡慕会让主来到我们当中。
We together desire for the Lord to come to us.
主永远回答饥渴慕义的心。
The Lord always answers a hunger and thirsty heart.
我不知道刚才你们唱这首诗歌的时候，会不会感觉到主是高高在上的神？
I don't know when you sang the hymn, do you feel that the Lord is high above?
我觉得主真是柔和谦卑的神。
He is truly humble and meek.
有时候若有错，祷告你不听。
When we have shortcomings and you don't hear our prayers.
别收回你同在，使我感不灵。
Don't take away your presence, so I will be ill at ease.
多么好的主。
What a good Lord.
主说到我这里来。
Lord says, "Come to me."
我们也要说主，我喜欢到你这里来。
We answer, Lord, we love to come to you.
最近我们一直在交通关于住在主里面这个题目。
Recently, we've been sharing about abiding in the Lord.
过去我很长一段时间，我也一直认为这是一个很奥秘的题目。
In the past, I've been feeling that this is a mysterious topic.
是个很高的境界。
It's a very high realm.
我自认为我不大可能达到这个境界。
I don't consider myself reaching this realm possibly.
我相信大部分的基督徒，都不曾认真的思考过这个题目。
And I believe most Christians have never seriously considered this topic.
或者也跟我一样，认为这个境界太高了，达不到。
Or you're like me, that you thought this realm is too high to reach.
这是一个非常非常错误的思想。
But that's a very wrong idea.
这样错误的思想会使我们基督徒生活非常的软弱。
Such a wrong idea makes our Christian life very weak.
我们的生活很贫穷。
And very poor.
我们做基督徒呢，做得很辛苦。
It's very hard to be a Christian.
许多圣经上的应许就只能够停留在圣经里面。
Many promises in the Bible can only remain in the Bible.
我们生活中不能够经历。
We're unable to experience it in our life.
我们可以信主许多年。
We can believe in the Lord for many years.
我们可以做很多的事。
We can do a lot of things.
但是我们还是我们，我们生命改变不大。
But we remain the same. Our lives do not change much.
如果住在基督里是达不到的目标。
If abiding in Christ is an unattainable goal,
那主又告诉我们，那就不是福音了。
Then that is not a gospel.
但是住在基督里面，我们从创世纪到启示录都可以看到，这是神的旨意。
However, Abiding in Christ is an unchanging will from Genesis to Revelation.
能住在基督里面，这个本身就是一个福音。
Being able to abide in Christ is itself the gospel.
神的恩典使我们已经在基督里面。
By God's grace, we are made possible to be in Christ.
福音不能够只是一个好消息。
The gospel is not just the good news.
福音必须是真实的，有实际的。
The gospel must be true and practical.
福音的内容就是神赐给我们新的生命。
The content of the gospel is that God gives us a new life.
神让我们有一个新的住处，进入一个新的境界。
God allows us to have a new residence, enter into a new realm.
我们跟神能有一个新的关系。
And we can have a new relationship with God.
我们都知道什么样的生命就过什么样的生活。
We know the lifestyle depends on what kind of life you have.
人的生命不改变，人的生活就会像传道书那样，所说的那样子，会不断的重复。
If a person's life does not change, his life will be repeated, as it says in the book of Ecclesiastes.
以往有过的事，以后还会再有。
What has happened before will happen again.
日光之下，没有新事。
There's nothing new under the sun.
今天我们社会中发生许多我们以往觉得不可思议的事。
Today, what happens in a society we consider impossible?
我们称它为新闻。
We call them news.
但是最近我们在数算这些不可思议的事，其实在历史中都发生过。
But in fact, similar things have happened in history.
生命若不改变，人的命运也一定不改变。
If life does not change, the fate of mankind will not change.
福音是神将一切都更新。
The gospel is that God has renewed everything.
恩典是神将福音白白地赐给我们。
And grace is given to us freely by the gospel.
若要付代价，没有一个人能够付这个代价。
If there's a price, no one can pay it.
神的恩典却将一个新的生命赐给每一个相信的人。
But by God's grace, the new life has been given to everyone who believes.
因着这一个新的生命，我们就进入一个崭新的境界。
Because of this new life, we have entered into a brand new realm.
神能够与我们同在的境界。
A realm where God can abide with us.
我们跟神有一个新的关系。
We have a new relationship with the Lord.
我们和神不再是外面的同在。
We're no longer with God just outwardly,
而是我们里面的联合
but united inwardly,
永远不再分离
and no longer separated.
这就是约翰福音的信息
And this is the message of the Gospel of John.
我们没有一个人应该小看自己
No one should belittle himself.
我们人类的被造是非常非常特别的
The creation of human beings is very special.
当神创造了万物之后，神就看为好。
After God created all things, God saw that they are good.
但在这之后，到了第六天。
But then on day six,
神照自己的形象跟样式造了人。
God made human man in His own image and likeness.
我们和任何其他受造之物不一样。
We are different from any other creation.
在这个世界里面，我们看到有许多非常漂亮的花。
There are many beautiful flowers in this world.
还有些鸟有非常漂亮的羽毛。
And the birds have beautiful feathers.
还有些跑得非常飞快的动物。
And all kinds of animals that run very fast.
还有那些充满感情的小狗，像我们家那个 Pippa.
And there are dogs full of affection like Pippa.
但是我们人和万物不一样。
But we humans were different from all things.
人是被造是非常独特的。
Humans are uniquely made.
人是最尊贵的。
We are the most noble ones.
因为只有人是照着神的形象跟样式造的。
For only humans are created in the image and likeness of God.
我们每一个人都带着神的形象跟样式。
Each one of us bears the image of God.
人的独特还不止这样子。
And the uniqueness of human beings is not only this.
当人被造好以后，神就吹气息到人里面。
After man was created, God breathed into him.
创世纪第二章第七节。
Genesis 2, verse 7.
耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人。
The Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being.
我们不仅有神的形象跟样式。
We not only have the image and likeness of God.
我们是有灵的活人。
We are the living being.
我们成为有灵的活人，是因为有气息从神里面出来，吹进我们的里面。
We became living beings with spirit because there's breath coming out of God.
我们不仅有感情、有思想、有意志。
We not only have emotions, thoughts, and will.
我刚才说的，有很多，像我们家的小狗都有。
Even my dog has her own will.
我们成为有灵的活人。
And yet we are the living being.
我们一般来说，我们对于魂，我们比较认识。
Usually we know more about our soul.
我们对灵，我们感觉不到，我们非常不认识。
We can't feel our spirit. We don't know much about it.
灵在我们生命的深处。
Because the spirit is deep within us.
从神里面出来，进到我们里面。
Exited from God and entered into us.
是神和人之间的连接点。
It's a connecting point between God and men.
神只在人的灵中。
God is only in men.
当亚当夏娃犯罪后
，In man's spirit, when Adam and Eve sinned,
神就不能够住在罪人里面。
God could no longer dwell in sinners.
从此，我们的灵对神来说就像死一样，没有不再能够连接。
From then on, human spirits are dead to God.
直到耶稣来完成了救赎
，Until Jesus came and completed salvation.
凡接受耶稣的。
He who received Jesus.
再一次圣灵进入我们的里面。
Again, the Holy Spirit entered into us.
我们的灵就活过来了。
And we are a living being again.
从此我们里面的灵是转向神的。
From then on, our spirit within turned to God.
是向神活着的。
It's a spirit lives to God.
神能够住在其中。
And God is able to dwell within.
在约翰福音第四章记载一个撒玛利亚的妇人和主耶稣的对话。
In John 4, it recorded a conversation between the Samaritan woman and Jesus.
我们知道撒玛利亚其实就在耶路撒冷那个犹大的地附近。
Samaria is near the land of Judea.
因此呢，我们可以想象着他们有许多的风俗是非常相近的。
We can imagine a lot of customs are very similar.
那一天，撒玛利亚妇人就跟主耶稣谈到应当如何敬拜的事。
And that day, the Samaritan woman had a conversation asking the Lord Jesus about fellowship.
我们知道撒玛利亚妇人就跟主说，我们是这样敬拜，你们是那样敬拜。
About worshiping, we worship here and there.
主耶稣说你不知道你说的是。
And the Lord Jesus told her that she did not know what she was talking about.
敬拜神不是像你说的这样或那样。
Worship is not according to what you said.
神自己告诉她一句非常伟大的话。
God, he himself told her something very important.
在约翰福音第四章二十四节。
In John 4:24.
神是灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth.
拜他不是指我们唱诗歌的时候是敬拜的时候。
Worship is not limited to when we're singing hymns.
拜他说到我们所有我们跟神的来往。
Worshipping talks about our interaction, everything included when we are interacting with God.
在灵里敬拜是神指定的方法。
Worshipping God in spirit is the way God has designated.
当主耶稣要离开门徒回到天上的时候
，When the Lord Jesus was about to leave his disciples and return to the heavens.
前两次我们说到主就告诉他们说我去是要为你们预备一个住处。
Two weeks ago, we shared that he said he left us so that he can prepare a place for us.
他预备好了，还要来接我们到那里去。
When the dwelling place is ready, he will come and take us.
前两次我们说到，这就是摩西在旧约里面诗篇九十一篇说的至高者的隐秘处。
And this is what Moses said in Psalm 91, the secret place of the Most High.
在旧约的时候，很多事情都是隐秘的。
The many things in the Old Testament time it was very secret.
到新约的时候，这些隐秘就不再是秘密了。
Very secretive, but in the New Testament, it's no longer a secret.
在新约圣经中，他说到神的国度降临。
In the New Testament, it talks about the kingdom of God has come.
教会的产生。
and the birth of church.
这些都是神的住处。
They're all the dwelling place of God.
当我们受浸的时候，靠着耶稣的血，我们已经从这个世界里面出来了。
When we were baptized by the blood of Jesus, we have come out of the world.
我们已经生在神的国度里面。
We have been born in the kingdom of God.
借着受浸，我们已经归入耶稣基督了。
Through baptism, we are of Jesus.
已经在基督里了。
We are already in Christ.
在基督里是怎么一回事呢？
What does it mean to be in Christ?
这里说到我们跟神有一个新的关系。
It refers to a new relationship with God.
当我们受浸归入基督后，我们就进入一个和主交通的关系里面。
After we're baptized into Christ, we enter into a relationship of fellowship with the Lord.
交通是个基督徒用的特别的字。
Fellowship is a special term Christians use.
交通说到交流。
Fellowship refers to the commune.
因着交流而成为一个。
By communing, we become one.
在哥林多前书第一章第九节说到这个交通。
In 1 Corinthians 1:9 talks about this fellowship.
说真的，这每一个字我都认得。
I know each word of this verse.
但是合起来，我真的不能够想象这句话的意义。
But when you put them together, it's hard to imagine the true meaning of it.
第一章第九节他说神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
1:9 says, God is faithful by whom you were called into the fellowship of his son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
英文和中文合起来让我们明白交通这个字。
English and Chinese together help us understand the word fellowship better.
我们神召我们。
God has called us.
我们每一个人信主都是被召的一个人。
We believe in the Lord because we were called.
召我们进入神的儿子，就是主耶稣基督的交通里面。
We were called to the fellowship of Jesus Christ, His Son.
使我们有份于神儿子基督耶稣。
So that we can partake in the Lord Jesus.
是我们用我们的思想很难明白的事。
It's hard to understand with our intellect.
这一句话所表达的恩典，也实在不是我们的思想能够想象的出来的。
And the grace expressed in this verse is hard to imagine.
所以一开始就说神是信实的。
In the beginning, we believe the word of the Lord says He is faithful.
我们的思想不能够明白。
Although we cannot comprehend,
但是我们要相信信是神所说的话。
But we must believe the faithful God, what He says.
神是不说谎的神。
God is a God who does not lie.
神召我们从世界里面出来，进入主耶稣基督的交通里面。
God has called us out of the world to enter into the fellowship of His Son.
神从来没有要我们信主以后靠着自己来做基督徒。
God never intended for us to live according to our will as a Christian.
神也没有要我们靠自己来改变，能够像主耶稣。
Nor by our own will to change ourselves to be like Jesus.
神要我们一信主以后就进入这一个不停止的交通里面。
God wants us to enter into this fellowship unceasingly.
和主耶稣自己不断的有交通。
To continue to have fellowship with the Lord ourselves.
我们生命改变是借着和主耶稣不断的交通而改变的。
Our lives are changed by constant fellowship with the Lord Jesus.
当我们这样不断的跟主耶稣有交流的时候，
When we constantly have a fellowship with the Lord,
主耶稣在我们里面的成分就渐渐的增加。
The portion of the Lord Jesus' life increased gradually.
主耶稣用葡萄树和枝子来形容我们和他这个交通。
The Lord Jesus used the vine and the branches to describe our fellowship with him.
主说他是真葡萄树，我们是他当中的一个枝子。
The Lord said he is the vine and we are branch in the tree.
如果可能的话，我真的很盼望弟兄姐妹能够多花点时间观察果树。
If possible, we would like for brothers and sisters to observe the fruit trees.
其实不一定要葡萄树，什么果树都可以。
Any fruit tree is fine. It doesn't have to be just the vine.
树的生命不停止的在整棵树里面运行。
The life of the tree is constantly working in the whole tree.
枝子呢就逐渐的成长结果子。
And the branches gradually grow and bear fruit.
枝子它要成长。
The branches must grow.
我们上次说，我们看到照片，开始都是个小小的绿点而已。
We saw the picture last time. In the beginning, it was just a tiny green dot.
它要成长成那么粗的干那个枝干。
For that teeny tiny part to grow into a thick branch.
它要结很多的果子。
To bear a lot of fruits.
它只要做一件事。
It only needs to do one thing.
它也不断地维持自己在一个与树这样子不断地交流里面就可以。
Is to maintain, keep itself within the fellowship with the tree.
神的恩典已经使我们进入和他儿子耶稣基督的交通里面。
God's grace has brought us into the fellowship with his son.
我们已经在这个树上了。
We are already in the tree.
我们要主观地享受这个恩典。
We need to subjectively enjoy this grace.
我们有我们必须要做的那一部分。
And we have our part to do.
就像以往我们说过的。
Just like we said before.
主耶稣已经将一块最丰富的地、最好的地赐给我们。
God has given us a piece of land which is the best and the richest.
但是我们要住在那里，每一个人要为自己建造一个房屋。
But for us to dwell there, we need to build a house for ourselves.
我们每天早上那个出门前，我们都要选择今天我们要穿哪一件衣服。
Every morning before we leave the house, we have to pick our outfit.
哦，我们要努力的住在基督里面也一样的。
It's the same way for us to dwell in the Lord.
每一天早上我们要选择脱下旧人。
Every morning, we need to choose to shed the old self.
我们不要再照以往那样的来思考待的方式来待人处事。
Stop thinking and treating others in the old ways.
我们要穿上一个新的眼光来看人。
We must put on a new perspective to see others.
这就是过去周五晚上我们交通的题目，区别的消失。
And this is the topic we just shared on Friday night, abolish all distinctions.
我们也不要再以自己为中心来衡量我们周围所有的人事物。
And we should no longer measure other people and things around us based on our own self-centeredness.
这就是要来的周五晚上我们要交通的题目，舍己。
And this is the topic we will share this Friday, self-denial.
我们都知道新的鞋子不会像旧的鞋子那样的舒适。
We know new shoes are not as comfortable as the old ones.
但是我们要穿上新鞋。
But we must put on the new shoes.
我们要努力过新生活。
We must strive to live a new life.
圣经说要像扎根一样。
The Bible says to be like taking root.
我们知道刚被接在树上的枝子是非常脆弱的。
We know the new branches that were grafted are very fragile.
新枝子要努力地扎根在树上。
But the new branches must work hard to take root in a new tree.
每一个枝子是否能够健康的成长，在于它跟树之间的管道是不是沟通的。
Whether each branch can healthily grow depends on whether the channel between it and the tree is flowing.
两周前我跟你们说过，在我们教会后面我们种了一棵柿子树。
Two weeks ago, I told you about the persimmon tree we had at the back arm of the church.
有一根枝子已经结了，那个有一根结的小柿子的那个枝子就断了。
One of the branches that already produced a small persimmon was broken.
非常的可惜。
It was a pity.
所以我们就想办法把它接枝回去。
So we tried to graft it back.
我不知道你们是不是还记得那一幅图画，那个照片。
I don't know if you still remember that picture.
那个我照那张照片的时候，是我们接枝第二天。
The picture was taken on the next day after it was grafted.
哦，看起来那个叶子还绿绿的。
The leaves seemed to be green.
好像我们的手术成功了。
As if the surgery was successful.
我不知道你们有没有点好奇，后来呢
？I don't know if you're wondering what happened next.
后来呢，那叶子就开始慢慢黄了。
Well, later the leaves turned brown a little bit.
后来整个就枯了。
And then it died.
所以看起来是一个成功的这个手术，事实上没有成功。
Although it seemed to be a successful operation, it was not.
那个枝子虽然包了一个大大的东西，那个土在它周围，但是枝子本身跟那个树之间的管道没有沟通，没有连接。
Although we wrapped the soil around the attached parts, the branch did not really connect with the tree.
很可惜我那个没有照相就把它砍掉了。
It was too bad. I didn't take a picture before it was removed.
但是没有关系，我们教会后面还有一个杏子树。
But it's okay. We have an apricot tree.
那整棵树都很健康。
The whole tree is healthy.
但只有一小区块的这个一小区块的一个区域的枝子呢，每一个都是黄的。
But there's a small area of the branches that the leaves are yellow.
我已经看了好多天了，想不到它为什么是枯黄的。
I've been observing it for many days. I had no idea why they turned yellow.
这不是树的问题。
Why they wither? This is not a problem of the tree.
其他这么许多的枝子都非常健康。
Because many other branches are very healthy.
这说到我们跟神之间，一定要在一个生命连结的原则里面。
This talks about the fact that we must always communicate with God in the principle of life.
而且不能只有一次。
Not just once.
我们一定要不断的、不停止的保持在这个生命流通的这个原则里面。
We need to keep ourselves in the principle of flowing channel.
我们一定要不断的与主有交通。
We must continue to have fellowship with the Lord.
离开这个神指定的原则，那个枝子不会健康。
Apart from this principle, the branch will not be healthy.
离了我，你们不能做什么。
You can do nothing apart from me.
树没有问题。
The problem is not the tree.
我们和树之间出了问题。
It's us. We have a problem with the tree.
我们可以非常努力地做基督徒。
We can do our best to be a good Christian.
若是我们不回到生命连结的那个交通里面。
But if we don't return to the principle of the fellowship in life,
我们所做的一切都没有太大的果效。
Nothing we do will be fruitful.
我们的生命仍旧感到软弱。
We still feel weak in our lives.
我们的结果子不多。
And we will not bear a lot of fruit.
甚至不熟而弱。
They will even fall before they mature.
如果我们跟树之间的管道是畅通的。
If our connection with the Lord is flowing.
我们在生命的原则中，我们扎根于树。
In the principle of life, we're rooted in the tree.
我们就不要再挂虑了。
Stop worrying.
我们虽然看起来再小的虑一点都可以。
Even if the sign is a teeny tiny dot of green,
树会负责任的。
The tree will be responsible of it.
树会供应这个小小的一个绿点，它所有成长的需要。
The vine will provide all the branch needs.
生命就会渐渐的丰盛。
To grow and the life will gradually be abundant.
开始一个小小的果子就会出现。
And you will see a small fruit.
我们就看到耶稣的形象在我们的身上逐渐的开始增长。
And you will see the image of Jesus gradually increase in us.
我们诗歌里面有非常好的诗歌。
We have a lot of good hymns.
今天我们不可能唱太多的诗歌。
It's not possible to sing too many of them today.
这个诗歌352首，我们其实唱过的。
We have sang hymn 352 before.
对，如果有机会的话，我希望我们回去以后都能够再看一看。
If you can, please read the lyrics after you go home.
我也常常唱这首诗歌。
I sing this hymn a lot.
有的时候我觉得自己非常失败的时候，我还唱这首诗歌。
Sometimes when I feel like I fail a lot, I will sing this hymn.
我真住在你里面，这是我心愿。
Abide in thee, in that deep love of thine.
罪己失全能。
And
第三节。
Nor doubt, nor self, nor sin.
再无法胜过你内住的生命。
Can ever prevail with thy blessed life within.
我们若是有这样的渴慕。
If you have this desire.
我们跟神的关系必定会改变。
Your relationship with the Lord will for sure change.
我们基督徒的生活也会不再一样。
And we Christians will live differently.
与主常沟通，常连结，就像一根看不见的管子，能够将山那个在好远的山上面，我们看不见的一个广大的那个泉源，引到我们的环境里面来。
Being constantly connected with the Lord like a channel is like a pipe connecting to the fountain up on the mountain.
小小的一根管子。
A teeny tiny pipe.
可以把山上的泉源引到我所在的地方。
can bring the fountain above the mountain to where I live.
灌溉我周围广大的需要。
And water to irrigate the needs around me.
我们要一直活在这个交通的原则里面。
We need to constantly abide in this principle of life.
我们当如何在生命的原则里面扎根在这个树上呢？
So how should we take root in the tree, in the principle of life?
读圣经是最基本也非常重要非常准确的道路。
Reading the Bible is the most basic, very important, and very accurate way.
圣经是一本奇妙的书。
The Bible is a wonderful book.
在我家的书架上面有许许多多的书。
There are many books on the bookshelf in my home.
其中还有几本圣经。
And we have several Bibles.
外表看起来圣经就是一本书跟其他书一样。
From the appearance, the Bible is just a book like every other book.
白纸上印了许多的字。
Many words printed on the paper.
但是圣经却跟所有人间的书不一样。
But the Bible is different than every other book in the world.
神将圣经赐给我们，让我们借着圣经来认识神。
God has given us the Bible so that we can come to know Him.
约翰福音第五章，主耶稣自己就说：“给我做见证的就是这经。”
In John 5, Jesus said, "These are the scriptures that bear witness about me."
我们知道神是创造万有、无限广大的神。
We know God is the Creator who made the universe, who is infinite.
神的存在从永远到永远。
From eternity to eternity.
从历史到无限的将来。
From the history, from the past to the future.
这样一位伟大的神要我们借着文字来认识他，而且只能够印这么多页。
There are only so many pages we can print to help us to come to know him.
我们知道那是个极其不容易的事。
And that's a very challenging task.
所以我们不能够像读其他书那样的来读圣经。
We cannot read the Bible like how we read other books.
圣经不是一本奇妙的书。不是一本不只是一本奇妙的书。
The Bible is not only a wonderful book.
圣经是一本有生命的书。
But it's a living book.
在提摩太后书第三章第十五节到第十七节。
In 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 15 through 17 says,
并且知道你从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
And that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus.
圣经都是神所默示的。
All Scripture is given by inspiration of God.
他这里所说的神所默示的，还有原来的这个，如果我们字句翻译的话，他是说圣经都是借着神呼出来的气写的。
And in a different version, it says the Bible is God-breathed, the breath exhaled from God.
对，所以神呼出来的气息写的圣经。
The breath exhaled from God was written down.
与教训督责，使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的。
It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的事。
That the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
圣经是神里面所呼出来的气息。
The Bible is God breathed.
这岂不是使我们想到刚才我们读到的圣经，神吹气息在我们里面。
Doesn't this remind us of what we just read? God breathed into man.
使我们成为有灵的活人。
So we can become a living being.
因此圣经不是一本知识书而已。
So the Bible is not just a book of knowledge.
圣经必须用文字来表达一位活着的神。
The Bible must express the living God in words.
圣经也是让我们的生命成长的时候能够有个依据，能够有规范。
The Bible also is for us to have the norms of growth in our lives.
我们刚说到神呼出来的气息进到我们的灵里面。
We just said the breath of God exhaled and entered into us.
灵是我们跟神接触的点。
And the spirit, our spirit is where we come in contact with God.
所以我们必须在灵里面来接受圣经。
We must receive the Bible in our spirit.
而不只是在，不能够只在头脑里面。
Don't try that within your intellect.
我们需要用头脑。
We need to use our wisdom.
但是是用我们的经过我们的灵，再透过我们的心思来明白。
But through our spirit to comprehend.
我们不能够反过来的。
We cannot reverse the order.
我们读圣经的时候，我们也需要神自己来启示他说这些话的心意。
When we read the Bible, we need God Himself to reveal to us His intention.
因为白纸黑字能够说的有限。
Because the black and white, the words are very limited.
神是活神。
But God is a living God.
他是一直说话的神。
He's a God who continues to speak.
神能够借着圣经的话再向我们解释。
God will explain to us through the words in the Bible.
圣经就是神指定的那个属灵生命基本的食物。
And the Bible is the basic food, the essential food God appointed.
所以这也是圣经主耶稣自己说，人活着不是单靠外面的食物，乃是靠神口中所出的话。
That's why God says, "Men do not live by bread alone, but by every word proceeded from the mouth of God."
这是个会产生变化的食物。
This is the food that will cause changes.
所以彼得前书第二章他就说，我们要爱慕那纯净的灵奶。
In 1 Peter 2 says, desire the pure milk of the word.
像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样。
Like newborn babes.
叫你们因此渐长以致得救。
That you may grow thereby and be saved.
婴孩要成长，他一定要喝奶的。
For a baby to grow, it must drink milk.
我记得孩子刚刚出生的时候，他不明白那小小的一瓶罐子，那个formula里面有多少养分在其中。
I don't think the babies, when they were born, they understood how much nutrition was in that bottle of milk.
他也不知道，他就这样子喝一瓶瓶的喝下去，他就慢慢会健康的长大。
It just keeps drinking one bottle after another. Gradually, it grows.
但是他只要做一件事情，好好的喝奶。
It just needs to do one thing to drink milk well.
他必定会成长。
It will definitely grow.
我们读主的话，爱慕主的话，是我们生命要成长、要扎根，必须要的一个指定的道路。
Desire the pure milk.Of the word is a way we must take.
在诗篇第一篇
，In Psalm 1，
他也说不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位。
Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful.
唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night.
他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water.
按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做尽都顺利。
That brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf shall also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper.
我们看到有一个树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，是满了生命的味道。
We see the branches of the tree that remains by the living stream. We see the good, the healthy sign of a tree.
这是结果。
And this is the result.
它的原因却是。一个非常非常的怎么讲非常看起来似乎没有生命的唯喜爱耶和华的律法昼夜思想。
Yet the cause is very simple. It's like just walk not in the counsel of the ungodly.
这个是道路。
And that's the way.
我们刚才说过，枝子它一定要保持自己跟神之间有新鲜活泼的来往。
We just said that the branches need to keep itself within the fellowship with the Lord.
只要没有这个关系，枝子不能够不能够健康，不能够成长。
With the vine, without that principle, the branch will not grow.
读经也不例外。
And reading the Bible is the same.
读经只是枝子要这个生命当做的事情里面一件。
Reading the Bible is one of the things the branch needs to do.
圣经是神吹出来的气息，是有生命的书。
The scriptures is the breath of God.
书文，
it's a living book.
所以我们必须在生命的原则中来读，来接受这本有生命的书。
We must receive the living book in the principle of life.
我们要跟主一起来读经。
We need to read the Bible with the Lord together.
在约翰福音第五章，刚才我们念的经节。
In John 5, we just read.
这句话实在就有很深的意义在里面。
It has a very deep meaning within.
他说：“你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生。”
It says, "You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life."
不错，给我做见证的就是这经。
And these are they which testify of me.
然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
But you are not willing to come to me that you may have life.
这是主耶稣说的话。
These are the words of Lord Jesus.
他看到许多的犹太人将圣经当作一本知识书那样认真来查考。
Because he saw many Jews study the Bible as a book of knowledge.
他们想更多的知道圣经。
They want to know more about the Bible.
他们想多认识神一点。
And know God a little bit more.
却忽略了站在他们眼前的神。
But they ignored God himself who was standing before them.
但这本圣经所说的就是神自己。
But the Bible is speaking of God, he himself.
哦，在这里，我要稍微说到一点，最近我们常常很多小家都在谈的问题。
And I must mention a topic that was raised in many small families.
能不能够用App 来读经？能不能够请教 AI 或者 ChatGPT 关于圣经、关于神的问题？
Can we use the apps to read the Bible or consult AI, ChatGPT about the Bible?
我们现在的生活，我们不可能脱离这些科技的产物。
It's impossible for us to live without those results of technology.
这些科技的产物带给我们生活什么影响？这实在不是我们今天要谈的范围。
We're not going to go dig deep into the effects of those technological products.
这些我们需要请教专家。
We need to consult the experts.
但是我们如果 要用这些科技的产物来作为管道，要接枝在葡萄树上，要进入神的交通中，有份于神的生命，那是不可能的。
However, it is impossible to use these technologies to, as channels to be grafted onto the vine to enter into God's fellowship to have a share in God's life.
我们不能够依靠这些东西来认识神。
We cannot solely trust in those things to know God.
我们要依靠这些科技的产物来来跟神来往，那是个极其危险的事。
It is extremely dangerous for us to rely on these technological products to know God and communicate with God.
我自己也用这些 app 来 search。
I use those apps to search.
但是我们心里面要有个警觉。
But we must be alerted in our hearts.
我们不能够依靠这些。
Do not trust in those things.
科技产品不论看起来多么聪明，有问必答的。
No matter how smart those products seem to be, whatever question you have, it has an answer.
看起来多么快速，人就是没有生命的东西。
However fast they can answer you, they still are lifeless.
不要忘记，那是我们用手所造的。
Don't forget, they are man-made.
我们更不用说，它不可能连接到神的生命。
Not to mention, it's impossible for it to connect to God's life.
这个不是生命的原则，这个不是交通的原则。
They are not a principle of life. They are not the principle of fellowship.
靠科技产品，我们可以得到许多看起来有道理的圣经知识。
We can get a lot of seemingly reasonable biblical knowledge through technological products.
我们如果我们越来越依靠这些科技产品
，But if we rely more and more on those products,
我们自己不再，我们自己慢慢的开始，我们就不会那么认真。的查考圣经。
We ourselves will gradually not be so diligent in reading the Bible.
你怎么知道 AI 的回答，是准确神的话
？How do you know the AI answer the word about the word of God accurately?
真的是代表神的心意。
Does it really represent the will of God?
更不用说，不可能有圣灵的启示。
Not to mention the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
也不可能说圣灵会用神的话来带领我们了。
Nor the guidance of the Holy Spirit from God.
这个是出自个没有生命的东西。
Because they come from a lifeless thing.
我们读经的时候，的确有许多地方我不懂。
We may not understand many things when we read the Bible.
有许多知识我们可以问问看，我们可以这个我都觉得，甚至我们自己去查考都查考一些参考书都还比问 AI 好。
I think it's better even if we check the concurrent the reference books for the Bible than to consult AI.
直到现在，圣经中还有许多地方我不懂。
Until now, there are many places in the Bible that I don't understand.
主耶稣自己告诉我们，对于这类的事，我们该怎么办？
The Lord Jesus Himself told us what to do when this happened.
路加福音第八章第十五节，他说：“那落在好土里的，就是人听得到，持守在诚实善良的心里面。”
Luke 8:15 says, "But the ones that fell on the good ground are those who having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience."
能耐的结实。
Keep it and bear fruit with patience.
好土跟诚实善良的心都是有生命，都会产生生命的。
The good soil and a noble and good heart, they both will produce life.
这就是主耶稣告诉门徒的。
And this is what the Lord told his disciples.
有许多事你们现在不懂。
There are many things you don't understand now.
但是保惠师来，要使他们想起主的话来。
But the Comforter will come and remind them of his words.
在生活中忽然间这些话发亮了。
And suddenly in our lives, those words will shine.
帮助他们明白主的心意。
And they will help them understand the desire, the heart of the Lord.
而且不是一次性的。
And it's not one time only.
还会，这个是有生命的。
It has life.
这个光还会越照越亮。
The light will shine brighter and brighter.
以往我们不懂的圣经。
The Bible we did not understand in the past.
现在我们看见一点了。
Now we can see a little bit of it.
还不止这样。
And that's not it.
神还会继续说话。
God continues to speak.
直到光像那个正午十二点的一样，非常的透亮。
Until like the sun at noon, it's bright.
真的，我鼓励弟兄姐妹要花时间打开圣经来读。
I really encourage brothers and sisters to spend time and open the Bible and read it.
不要轻易在那里划。
Don't just scroll down the lines.
第二个，说到我们要在生活中遵守神话。
Secondly, we need to obey the word of the Lord in our life.
约翰一书说，凡遵守主道的，爱神的心在他里面是完全的。
First John 2 says, "But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him."
从此我们就知道我们是住在主里面。
By this we know that we are in him.
所以不仅我们要读圣经，我们还去遵守。
So we not only have to read the Bible, we need to obey it.
这就是扎根最真实的道路。
This is the most practical way of taking root.
我们遵守主的话。
We keep the word of the Lord.
就说到一件事情。
Speak of one thing.
这个枝子和树之间没有抗体，没有抵抗的原因。
There's no antibody between the branch and the vine.
枝子跟树之间可以和谐的、和睦的交流。
There's no opposing force because there's harmony between the vine and the branch.
最后，我们要和众圣徒一同来读圣经。
Lastly, we need to read the Bible with all saints.
圣经上说，我们跟众圣徒一同来明白神的爱何等长阔高深。
The Bible says, "Come to know and fellowship with the saints, to know the length, breadth, height, and depth of God."
这就是前两次周五晚上我们交流的题目，神给聚会的团体恩典。
This is the topic we shared before on Friday night, the grace God has bestowed on the assembly.
在生命中读经和在知识里面读经是完全不一样的。
Reading the Bible in life and reading in knowledge is totally different.
不错。人的头脑也是神造的。
Indeed, God created our brains.
但是我们靠自己的智慧，我们也能够明白一些白纸黑字的圣经。
By our own intellect, we can understand some words on the paper.
我们可以读出一些事情来。
We can read some essence of it.
那永远是一个死的知识。
But that would be forever dead knowledge.
不能够使我们认识神的自己。
It will not help us to come to know God He Himself.
我们可以读许多次的圣经。
We can read the Bible many times.
我们可以谈许多圣经里面的话。
We can share and speak about the words in the Bible.
如果不在生命里面。
If we do not do those things in life.
我们对神，我们对圣经没有爱慕的心。
We do not have a longing heart for the Bible.
我们的生命也不会因着我们读经而改变。
We do not desire it, and our lives will not change.
诗歌六百八十八首是一个非常好关于我们应该怎么读经的一首诗歌。
Hymn 688 is a very good hymn. Talks about our attitude when we read the Bible.
同样的，我希望我们回去以后能够去听去看。
I hope that when we go home, we'll read it and listen.
神，今天若是我要为今天的信息做结束。
If we were to close this message,
我还要再回到神吹气息。
I want to return to the breath of God.
神要我们进入一个跟他完全交通的情形里面。
God desires for us to enter into a full fellowship with Him.
神最宝贵的不是我们靠自己来揣摩知识。
God treasure the most is not we try to understand Him with our own intellect.
不是靠我们自己决定生命要怎么改变。
Not that we decide how to change.
神爱我们。
God loves us.
在爱里面，他将自己的形用靠用自己的形象跟样式造了我们每一个人。
In love, He made us in His own image and likeness.
他还将生命赐给我们。
And He has given us His life.
他吹气息在我们里面。
He breathed into us.
每一个生命的丰富都在生命本身里面。
The abundance of life is in the breath.
神要将他自己丰富的生命借着他的气息吹给我们。
God will breathe in us His fullness.
神要求我们拣选生命道路。
God desires for us to choose the way of life.
不要靠我们自己的能力。
Don't trust in our own strength.
我们要一直保守。我们只要做一件事情，将自己投身在这个树里面。
We need to do one thing, that is to dedicate ourselves to partake in this vine.
呼吸是每一个生命活着最基本的要做的事。
Breathing is the most basic thing every life needs to do.
不管我们做什么事情，都要不断的呼吸。
Whatever we do, we must continue to breathe.
呼吸也是最简单、最不费力的事。
And breathing is the most simple and effortless thing.
今天我们还要结束在呼吸。
Today we'll still conclude in the word breathe.
照我们的本相，神将生命已经赐给我们。
Come the way we are, God has given us His life.
神认识我们。
God knows us.
我们来到神面前呼吸。
Just come before Him and breathe.
我们要一起来唱首诗歌。
We'll sing a hymn together.
呼出与吸入。
Breathing out and breathing in.
求主教导我们怎样来呼吸。
May the Lord teach us how to breathe.
我们来到神面前呼出我们的罪恶。
We breathe out as we come before the Lord our sins.
呼出我们的贫穷。
Breathe out our poverty.
就照我们的本相。
Come the way we are.
神知道我们心里的害怕。
God knows the fear in our hearts.
神知道我们身体的疲倦。
God knows how tired we are.
神也知道我们对明天的忧虑。
And God knows our worries for tomorrow.
神也知道我们胜不过的事。
God knows the things that we cannot overcome.
神都知道。
He knows it all.
神也知道我们对他的羡慕。
And He knows our longing for Him.
神也知道我们对他话语渴望知道更多。
And He knows that we long to know more of His word.
就跟枝子在葡萄树上一样。
Just like the branch on the vine.
我们不要 worry 这一些。
Stop worrying about those things.
我们就吸入主自己。
Simply breathe in the Lord.
我非常喜欢这首诗歌。
I love this hymn.
今天早上我们一起来唱这首诗歌。
Let us sing it together.
我们恳求圣灵教导我们怎样多多的呼吸。
May the Holy Spirit teach us how to breathe more.
这首诗歌告诉我们先要呼出，再来吸入。
The hymn says that we need to breathe out first and then breathe in.
在呼吸当中，我们来经历神。
In our breathing, we come to experience God.
弟兄姐妹，请起立，我们一同来唱。
Let us stand and sing together.
让这首诗歌来向我们说话。
May the hymn speak to us.
Lord, you.向我吹声音，教我如何吸入你， 主，我向你求怀一击，我的犯罪与自己，我是活出我的愁苦，付出我罪恶，我是心牵出兵，吸入你的圣洁丰富，发现为你是生命，我是活出我的愁苦，付出我罪恶，我是心如一只心正呼出我的病时，你早已为我负担，我正陷入你的医治，因你早已赐平安，我是呼出我的愁苦，呼出我罪恶，我是心如一只细鹿，你所有丰富，我竟呼出我的羡慕，如你慈爱的耳中，我竟心如你的答复，平静音波和尽头，我是呼出我的愁苦，呼出我罪恶，我是心如一只细鹿，你所有丰富，我心每刻都在呼吸你的生命，做生命一呼一吸都在乎你，求你由我来显明，我是呼出我的愁苦，呼出我罪恶，我是心如一只细鹿，
感谢你
，Lord, how we thank you.
主，你何等愿意将你自己赐给我们
？Lord, you so willing to give us yourself.
主，求你真的让我们真的将我们自己的主老我，将我们的一切里面的罪性都呼出去。
Help us to breathe out our old self.
主，让我们更多的吸入你
，that we can breathe you in more.
吸入你所给我们的丰富
，breathe in all your fullness.
吸入你的意志。
Breathe in your will.
吸入你的圣灵。
Breathe in your Holy Spirit.
让我们真愿意来跟随走你的道路。
That we're willing to follow you and walk your way.
主耶稣，让我们真知道，我们一呼一吸一息之间都有你的同在。
Lord, we know in our breath, our breathing in and breathing out, we have your presence.
让我们更深的与你连接。
Help us to connect with you deeper.
主，当我们真的要来读你的话的时候，我们自来得生命。
Lord, when we read your word, we receive life.
主耶稣，但愿你将生命让我们得到更丰盛的生命。
Lord, may you grant us a life that is more abundant.
求你将你自己的话语更深地放在我们的心里面。
Lord, plant your word deeper in our hearts.
使我们生命可以长进。
So that our lives can grow.
我们在祷告之前，奉靠耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.